back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back. It is Marty's birthday, and we are focused a little bit on Team of the Day, Minnesota Wild. Meanwhile, more balloons. I love this for you. Peyton Krebs remains an RFA at last check. I'm doing the math, Marty, and I have him listed as one of the 19 remaining RFAs because I'm taking the two Oilers off the board because they're either going to end up with St. Louis or Edmonton on those new deals via the offer sheet. Mm-hmm. And I'm knocking off four other names that are on the Puckpedia RFA list because those four have already signed in Europe. So there's less than 20 RFAs remaining and some huge names. And obviously Buffalo's Peyton Krebs is one of the remaining RFAs. Now,
hey, just before you go in, because I suffer from, if there's something in the news, then I go check it out and then I have to think of something or whatever. And I know the guys on One Bills Live are going to talk about it, but you know, it's come out that Matt Milano probably suffered a torn bicep and may be out until December. Mm-hmm. So what I think of when I hear torn bicep is, remember when Marty Brodeur got hurt? And it was the one summer, like the summer of 2008. He's like, I'm getting old, should really get in the gym, because he wasn't one that loved to work out, right? Got into the gym that year, lost a little bit of weight, looked fit, whatever. In November, in a game, he tore his bicep. I have to have surgery in the hopes to come back later that year. Mm-hmm. He got hurt in a game against the Atlanta Thrashers on November 1st. He came back at the end of February, February the 26th. So just like to have a hockey kind of comparable, that's still 15 years, 16 years ago. But, you know, there's reports that San Milano could come back in December, maybe. That's why they're doing the surgery. If, you know, there'll be more official wording on that. But like Brodeur came back after missing November, December, January, and half of February. So 3.5 months. Mm-hmm. So I think it's possible, like things like that, to happen now in 2024, that somebody could come back. But playing goalie and playing middle linebacker is a bit of a different position as well when it comes to stopping a little vulcanized rubber with big padded equipment, or trying to stop 220-pound line like running backs, right? That's different.
Yeah. Amazing. But that's, again, you know, all the unique movements, emotions, and physics involved in all sports. You know, it's just impossible to compare one injury to another when you're crossing
guys
over.
Guys used to have, like, sports hernia surgery, and they were being told, like, you know, 3 months. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy in Germany, he's doing sports hernia surgeries to soccer players, and they're back in 4 weeks. Yeah. And they're like, what? But soccer is different. It's different muscles. You're running, you're not skating, you're using, so it's different, right? These guys come back 4 weeks later. Here, it took 3 months to come back. It's very different with the sports, but that's kind of what it is.
We're taking Marty Memories on X today. It's his birthday and Amherst hockey, of course. Favorite memory is the 2018 induction of you into their Hall of Fame.
That's only because the Amherst won like 13-4 that game or something. It was crazy.
It was a big offensive outing.
I kept walking around and I was looking at the, I thought it was the shot clock and not the goals. It was like 7-2. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on over there?
JT remembers having to cover his eyes watch. I don't know whether it's a man or woman here texting this one, but remember having to cover my eyes watching this live. That, of course, the fight with Emery. And, of course, Hammer and Hank, and I feel like this is still very vivid in our mind, when his wife won the Cousins jersey at the final home game, and Marty was so happy for her. He always is so genuinely warm and is a terrific booster for the Sabres.
Such a big Dylan Cousins fan, right? Mm-hmm. And then she won his jersey and was so excited. It was like, I won that jersey. Like, she was so good. Like,
okay. Most people, when talking about Minnesota, should get that excited for Kirill Kaprizov.
Yes.
What is remarkable, borderline unbelievable to me, is that he's only embarking on his fifth NHL season. Like, he's later 20s. It feels like he's been around forever. And the reason for that is because he has scored 40 or more in three consecutive years and may have touched 40 had his first season not been wiped out. shortened, I should say, due to COVID. Here's some context for just how good Kaprizov was last year. Now, keep in mind, this is a Minnesota team that had to go through a coaching change because of their poor start. And under John Hines went 34-24-5 to close out the year. Probably would have made the playoffs on that pace, but we can't go back in time. But we can go back to December 19th. That's when the season turned for Kaprizov. In the remaining games, Austin Matthews scored at 0.85 goals per game. Kaprizov scored at 0.83. He scored 38 goals in the last 46 games, and he was top four in the NHL in points per game over that stretch, trailing only, you can guess it, MacKinnon, Kucherov, and McDavid. This guy is so good, but to piggyback off a discussion last week, how many guys in their careers are never going to make it to the first or second team All-Star at the end of the year? Because there's so many other great players, and Kaprizov so far has fallen into that category. He's been third in voting, been fourth in voting. He just can't get there.
Yeah, and you look at wingers, right, in the National Hockey League, Kucherov. You know, the NHL Network had a list of their top 20 wingers, which, what is a winger, what is a center, who cares? But, you know, Kucherov, Tkachuk, Rantanen, Pasternak, Panarin, Jason Robertson. I think I could put Kaprizov ahead of Jason Robertson now because of the performance that Kaprizov has had. Willie Nylander, Sam Reinhart, Mitch Marner. I mean, you got great wingers. So you got to be top four because you got first team and second team All-Star. Kaprizov is not there. But funny enough, since he entered the league, and this is a Brian Duff staple, since Kaprizov entered the league, he is sixth in goals scored in the National Hockey League.
Wow.
Right? And there's and he's only 8 goals away from fourth, which is David Pastrnak. Yes, you got Matthews, Draisaitl, McDavid. They're up there. But then it's Pastrnak, Rantanen, and Kaprizov. He's got 160 goals. 27 his first year. Then he went 47, 40, and 46. Like, and you say 46 was, he didn't have a great start to the season.
Right.
Could have easily been 55, 58, 60 if he had started well.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, well, what else is there? And you said it. They have good players. Joel Eriksson Ek will turn out to be, in the next 3 years, the most talked about, affordable, all-round, two-way, like, awesome contract. There's, I don't think there's any denying that. He has now met expectations and will, in my mind, undoubtedly be exactly that in the years ahead. Hartman had a bounce back towards the end last year. We'll see. Foligno starting a 4-year extension. Had a lot of injuries last year, and he's 33. This is tough. However, not unlike Buffalo's Jack Quinn, we talk about Marco Rossi in the exact same context with Minnesota. And you know what? For his first full year in the NHL, after everything he had to endure, Marco Rossi was pretty darn good. Scored over 20 goals. He had 40 points. And I think 60 to 65 is not even close to being out of the question for this kid this year. So
no,
good.
Because he'll probably play top line with Zuccarello and Kaprizov, right? They're going to put Rossi in the middle. They're going to say, go have fun. Play with those guys. Zuccarello can still put up the points. Obviously he's getting older, but still he can. He has that ability. And Kaprizov is great. But yeah, Minnesota, the problem with Minnesota is that I felt like they underperformed last year as a team, even though there was some good individual performances as a team, they underperformed. One guy recovered after a bad start. That was Kaprizov. Everybody else kind of stayed where they were because it goes from Kaprizov at 96 points to Boldy at 69. There was a 27 point difference between first place guy and second. Like, that's a big gap.
So as much as we just put a little spotlight on Rossi, it's probably more fair to say that the catalyst and the key to their future success is Matt Boldy, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it
because Boldy organizationally, there's a lot on there. And there were many times throughout the course of last year where you heard about Boldy just kind of fighting it, right? And he's got to believe in himself more and not be as hard on himself and all the rest of it. And again, if you see another, you know, if Boldy gets to the level where he's expected to be contractually, and Rossi gets to that level, and I can see this team being good again. I can't even get to really good based on the pedigree of the division that they're in and how hard it's going to be for them this season.
That around the National Hockey League, every division is so competitive now, and that's the way it is. But Matt Boldy had 69 points last year, making $7 million. That was year one of his extension. Mm-hmm. $7 million a year for 7 years. So that's 69 points, number. $7 million, it fits. But the problem is they had $15 million in dead cap with Parisian Suter. So you're hoping that all your $7, $8 million player outperform like their contracts. And then, mm-hmm. so this year is the last year where Boldy could have 70 points a year for all 7 years of his $7 million contract. And you'd say, that's perfect. That's exactly mm-hmm. what you would want. But because they have such a big cap hit with the buyout of Parisian Suter, you want more out of Boldy. You want 80 points if you can.
Well, we'll see. They also brought in one of my favorite Amerks from last year.
I said to Jeff before the show, I'm pretty sure Duffer is going to bring up
Joe Ciccone.
Ciccone.
Hey! This is great. And on your birthday, we you know, all this attention,
it's a great contract for Joseph Ciccone. It's a two-way deal, but... Yeah. There's going to be an opportunity for him maybe to get called up, and he's making good AHL money. So that's great.
Absolutely. Yes. Wishing him the best as we are wishing you the best on your birthday, Mr. Baron. And we want to see you at KeyBank Center in large groups starting at like 10 or more. You can get discounted ticket rates, gain access to exclusive experiences, great for youth sports, professional networking, and any other large group experience. Just go to sabres.com/groups. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.